Chatham County Roundup is presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here, and you can find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Today, we're joined on the phone by Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard to catch us up on county news and county government. ChathamNC.org is the county's website for more information. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, as always.
So catch us up. Obviously, we're still dealing with an ongoing pandemic. So let's start there. What's the latest in terms of the county's response to and engagement with COVID-19?
Yes, definitely still dealing with the ramifications of the pandemic. So the county website is staying up to date with health information as it comes in. We have seen a slight downward trend in the county. But obviously, we have to wait and see what the outcome of the holiday weekend might bring. Schools, you know, I attended the school board's meeting virtually last night, and they're having to reconsider, you know, what are we going to do post the initial nine weeks that they had made a decision that we would do school from home. Chatham County staff is still working predominantly from home. In the manager's office. And so, you know, I think there's a gradual effort to return to some degree of normalcy in terms of being out in the office, being out in the community. But we're certainly not out of the woods, and we certainly should not be letting our guards down.
How have you managed, not just as a county commissioner and as a resident, but also as a parent with kids in school?
It's quite a challenge. You know, I heard from a few parents this week who are fairly insistent that school has to open, and I understand where they're coming from, right? I understand that, and for some of these parents, they are working parents with children who are missing the social connection, but also the impetus to work, right? Why do kids in maybe second and third and fifth grade have a compulsion to do the assignments? There's a little bit of peer pressure. There's a little bit of that expectation of keeping up with the classroom, being on top of things when the teacher asks a question. And when you lose that, it's very hard for some parents to motivate their kids to get the work done. And quite frankly, there's a lot of academic content that as a parent, we're just not that comfortable with. You know, I've had meetings with my son's teachers just to help me get more comfortable with the technology and knowing what's expected of him and where to find it and how to submit it. And I think, you know, in terms of a computer user and in terms of comfort in the classroom, I have that. So I think about parents who might not necessarily have that, who have a language barrier, who have a challenge with the technology or internet access. I can understand the desire to get these kids back into school and return to normal in some small way. But, you know, talking to school board members, talking to teachers, hearing from the superintendent, there's so much more to be considered.
What have you... I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask, what have you heard from other residents and parents in terms of like the rough percentage? I remember back at the beginning of the semester, it was this very even split between we have to have class in school versus we have to have online only. And it was just a really clear kind of 50-50 division. Is that still what
right.
we're seeing now, or are you seeing parents kind of leaning one way or the other a little bit more?
So it's anecdotal because I don't know that there has been another survey since then, but I'm hearing from the parents of younger children a real desire to have those kids back in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing from parents of older kids that we know that we can't expect our kids to maintain all of the safety and health protocols if they go back into the school setting. And we also know that a lot of the teachers in our high schools and are older and more susceptible to the virus, and a lot of families have older relatives that live in the household, and so there's that, you know, there's a real grave concern. I don't think any of us think that there is a perfect solution. I think what it has become difficult is that, you know, this is a marathon, and we have to think as though we're in a marathon and not doing sprints. And in a sprint, you can focus on the finish line because it's right there ahead of you. You know, you can, you know, build up your energy and just charge for it. In a marathon, you can't do that. And I think we keep getting a little get lost and think that this is a sprint and we're going to get to the end of it, where we have to put our heads down, focus on some interim goals. And I think if we're thinking in terms of schools, think about, you know, the risk of having our kids go back and go into another shutdown again, and what that does, how much more disruptive that is. I think that families need some certainty. So I'm hoping that the school board does make a decision about the long-term plan. But I don't think there is a perfect answer that is going to work for every household. We're dealing with a health crisis, and the consequences and the fallout happen to be non-health things that can't be addressed by ignoring the health issue at hand.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, and you mentioned internet access and the inequity there. Some families have access to high-speed internet, a lot don't, and that's certainly the case in Chatham County as well as everywhere. I know the county just got the word out about a statewide survey on broadband access. What can you tell us about the fight to expand broadband access in Chatham right now?
So there, you know, there's two layers to the fight. On the ground at the county level, we are installing emergency towers for our emergency services. And on those towers, we are going to allow service providers to co-locate. So that addresses one level of the problem. The larger issue is that service providers are not encouraged to extend service countywide. They are able to say that coverage exists in an area even when there is not service to multiple households. And so the result is that saying that we have coverage in an area of Chatham County or in any part of the state does not actually reflect access to service on the ground. And so one part of what this data will enable us to do is say, you know, of all of the service providers across the state of North Carolina that claim to be providing coverage and make it look like the map is covered 100%, here are all of the households that do not have adequate access to broadband service. And that map will actually be part of a federal attempt to provide internet service as more broadly like a utility. So in Chatham, we have the ground level problem where we are trying to address it by installing cell towers, providing co-location sites where the county and the school district have opened up their Wi-Fi so that people can use it from parking lots, from the public library parking lots, from any of our schools, from any of the county buildings. Those are kind of patchwork solutions. The bigger solution is in the hands of our General Assembly to allow local governments to invest in infrastructure and at the federal level to treat this like a utility and allow it to be and enforce it as a needed resource across the entire country.
Speaking again with County Commissioner Karen Howard, ChathamNC.org for more on county government. And speaking of issues where we want to make sure that everyone counts and no one gets left behind, we've also got the U.S. Census still going on with a deadline for wrapping that up kind of looming very closely. What should folks know about the ongoing process of counting residents in Chatham County?
So we are now at the phase that we are doing the door-to-door checks, and we are still really encouraging everyone to fill out the census and understand the importance of this. You know, every 10 years, we will get an opportunity to count the people in this county, and that count matters on so many levels, for funding at a federal level, for the kinds of things that we get for school districts, for affordable housing, for addressing poverty. And when you are undercounted, that undercount exists regardless of population spurts. And we've had numerous population spurts at the county and the state level in North Carolina that we are not receiving funding to meet the needs of. So it's so important that people understand we have this one opportunity to really count our people, count ourselves, count who we are, like figure out who are we, what are the needs of the community in a real sense, and then use that information to ensure that we have the support and the infrastructure and the funding to meet the needs of the people of the state. And so, we're very much encouraging people. We have bilingual and multilingual people on our team, and they are really hard at work. I have a couple of friends that have jumped in on the project to help get the word out and get people counted. And I think, we're certainly making a great effort. We are slightly ahead of where we were the last time we had a census count, but that was not high enough, and we would really like to get as many people accounted for as possible.
Other things going on in Chatham County. We've got an election coming up in less than 2 months, and you're going to contest it a race, so this will be the last opportunity that we'll have to speak with you in Chatham County Roundup for the next month and a half until after the election. So what's coming up in Chatham County and for Chatham County commissioners?
So still lots of growth and development happening in Chatham County. We have a couple of public hearings coming up. But I think the most important thing that people need to know is that we have multiple early voting sites available in Chatham County, which will help ensure that we can keep the social distancing, that we can do the disinfecting that's required between people voting, and that people can feel comfortable and safe going out to vote in many locations across the state, this county, starting later in October.
ChathamNC.org for more information on Chatham County government, including the county commissioners. Their next meeting coming up next week, Monday, the 21st. County Commissioner Karen Howard, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.